Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 10th, 2012. As always, we'll begin our meeting today with the Pledge of Allegiance. It'll be led by Commissioner Arnold. And first, we'll have the invocation led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? And I'll start by saying a special prayer for the Brooks family, as we have lost, truly lost, a true statesman in Jefferson County in Southeast Texas. Say, Lord, we ask that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court. Give us the ability to lead and lead with your loving hand around our thoughts and ideas, not just this court, but every elected body in Jefferson County. But we ask that you pull your loving arms around the family members that have loved ones away in the different conflicts around this world. But we ask these in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I think we will go a little bit out of order today, and we will first take up items under County Airport. Item A is consider and approve a resolution for Herbert Lee for 24 years of dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County at the airport. And under MIS, to consider and approve a resolution for Denise Landry for 35 years of dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County in the MIS department. Do we have a motion on those two items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Lee, if you'll come up first, then we'd like Commissioner Weaver to read a resolution. You'll go behind the podium where we can hear you.
Judge, Commissioners, it's with great pleasure that I can read this resolution for Mr. Lee. I, for one, really appreciate your service that you've given this county, and you've been very dedicated out at the airport, always giving your ideas and really being passionate about not just your job, but the success of the airport. So it's much appreciated.
Thank you.
Whereas Herbert Lee has devoted 24 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Herbert Lee has dedicated his talents and services as shift captain in the fire department at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, and whereas Herbert Lee has devoted his services as a certified firefighter and aircraft rescue firefighter in the fire department at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, and whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Herbert Lee has received numerous certifications throughout his career, including but not limited to incident command, hazardous material first responder, and airport firefighter of the year, earning the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jack Brooks Regional Airport, Herbert Lee is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Herbert Lee for his dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please say anything that you'd like to say.
Well, first, giving honor to God. Truly, it was Him that brought me this far. I thank Him for all His dedication to me. I thank all those who I worked with in the 24 years of service. Working with them made it easy for me. Having to work with people that love you all the time and be close to you, I thank God for that. Thank for my wife that put up with me for 24 years, going back and forth doing things. And I just appreciate the county for hiring me and giving me an opportunity to retire here as a citizen of Beaumont, Texas. Thank you all.
All Thank you. Right, and I'm not going to let him off that easy. How long did your wife put up with you?
24.
Well, she put up with me for 3 in Port Arthur School District. And I want to thank her publicly. And, you know, it's a small world. You always treat people like you may meet them again.
That's right.
I did not know you worked for the county. That's awesome. I always treated her, and she treated me. She carried me because I wasn't much of a teacher. I was more of a disciplinarian in a teacher's position. So I want to thank her and thank you. It's a blessing to see y'all together because I've always known you, didn't know you worked for the county.
Right.
And you never tried to influence me any way on any issues, so I thank you for that, too.
Thank you for that. So
that's class in itself. But you want to introduce Ramona? I mean, she's a hometown girl. She's from Port Arthur. But
right.
Yeah, so you want to introduce her?
Yeah, this is my wife, Ramona Lee. She's from Port Arthur, Texas, and she works at the school district for PAISD.
Yeah.
You almost said it right. Also formerly a BISD.
Yes,
person.
Always.
Yeah.
I did serve in Boaz.
We paid her to come back home and take some scars.
Exactly. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Denise, I invite you to come up with your family and introduce your family for us, please.
I have my daughter, Hillary Landry, my husband, Kyle Landry, and my parents, Barry and Pat Stepson.
Well, and it looks like the whole MIS
and
department
whole
is
MIS
here to support
family
you.
Is here.
What's going to happen if somebody's computer breaks? Let me read this resolution. Whereas Denise Landry, beginning as an assessing clerk in the county tax assessor's office, has dedicated over 35 years of her life to the service of Jefferson County and its citizens. Whereas Denise has, upon transfer to the then data processing department in October of 1978, proved herself to be a major asset towards the implementation and day-to-day operations of information systems throughout the county. And whereas Denise has shown the dedication and resolve required to advance from data entry clerk to programmer, and subsequently to systems analyst while obtaining an associate's degree in business data processing from Lamar. And whereas Denise has always proven herself to be a dependable, successful, and trusted employee and mentor who through hard work and commitment to excellence has earned the respect of her colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County. And having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County MIS Department, Denise is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be sorely missed by her friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Denise Landry for her dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County, and we certainly wish you very well in your retirement.
Thank you.
And your husband is retiring at the same time?
Yes, my husband's retiring from the city of Fort Natchez at the end of this month. Kind of scary, but we're going to do it together. And our daughter will graduate from Lamar in May. And so we, in the 35 years, we've been married. We've built a home, and we've put 2 kids through college. And you know, we couldn't have done it without good jobs, good steady employment. And 35 years ago, I was 19 years old, and I was offered a temporary position by Nick Lampson. And my parents convinced me that I needed to take that. And look where I'm at today. Mm. So I'm very thankful.
Hey. You know, Judge Denise, no, don't sit down. She is a... I would say purple, that Indian over there in that little city. I won't say no name, but it danced. And when I see, when they dancing, she walking and she's dancing across the street. But you know what? You're always pleasant. And most important, I want to say this to both of you. And for the county, you look at the years we're losing. God bless you, because you have blessed a number of people in our community. And we hope that you have a long, blessed retirement.
You
deserve it. Thank you.
All righty. Now we will start with the remainder of our agenda. Oh, yes. If y'all would both come up, Herbert and Denise, we have a little memento of your time here. Oh, we need to get these signed. We got a certificate. We're gonna miss you. Don't run off yet, we're almost done, Sam.
What's the plan now that you're both retired?
We're gonna figure it out.
All right.
All right, now we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the Jefferson County Courthouse parking lots. Item B is to approve specifications for Engineering Services Community Development Block Grant Program, which is funded from the Texas Department of Agriculture for sewer improvements located in Precinct 4. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a change order number 1 with Chica and Associates for Engineering Architectural Services for Jefferson County Health Department number 1 in the amount of $15,000. This is for the design of appurtenances and related items to comply with the new ADA requirements. The original agreement was based on a cost plus not to exceed $85,000 with the change order come to $100,000. Item D is to consider, possibly approve, execute, receive, and file lab ballot subscription agreement between Jefferson County and Democracy Lab, Inc. in the amount of $24,500, and that is funded by the Help America Vote Act. And item E is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
And moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those?
Let me give an update, Judge, on the change order. We ran into some problems with ADA, some new requirements that have come into existence. So that's why this change order came about, some things that we did not foresee. So I want to make sure I let the court know that is the reason why it is there.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled, thankfully for the rain. Item B is to consider and possibly approve an order as required by House Bill 79 and Section 25.0016 of the Government Code for setting the terms of statutory Jefferson County Courts for the years of 2013 and thereafter and receive and file same. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute an assignment and assumption agreement of miscellaneous easements regarding the bridge located on Pine Street to the CBI property, which has been going on for 6 years now. Item D is to receive and file executed GLO contract number 105291, amendment number 7. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the reappointment of Mr. T. Zane Bledsoe to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners, effective January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2015. And item F is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the reappointment of Mr. LaVon Jones to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners for the period January 1st, 2013 through December 31st, 2015. Been moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion?
Judge, before we vote, I just want to take a moment of privilege to congratulate both Mr. Bledsoe and Mr. Jones for their service and dedication to the Emergency Services District Number 1. It's an integral part of providing fire and emergency services for the rural residents in Precinct 1 and in the northwestern part of the county. And I just thank you very, very much for your support, your dedication, and your service to the county and residents of Jefferson County and Precinct 1 specifically. And we'll do the swearing in immediately after the meeting today. You will stand up. We'd like to recognize you publicly. Thank you very much.
All righty. Any discussion on any of those items under county commissioners? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget transfer for the tax office for additional costs for contractual services in the amount of $3,520. Item B is consider and approve an intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and the Port of Beaumont for the distribution of funds on the 2010 Port Security Grant, where Mr. Swain in Jefferson County acted as a fiduciary agent on the distribution of those funds to all the various governmental entities in Jefferson County and Orange County. Item C is for regular county bills, check number 374434 through 374712. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? And moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I hope we budgeted enough for buying back sick pay this year, Mr. Swain.
It'd be close.
a lot of retirements. All right, under engineering, item A is to receive and file the advanced funding agreement amendment with TxDOT for the CB&I bridge replacement at the request of CB&I. The amendment provides for additional bridge widening for utility adjustments, and the additional cost is going to be paid for by CB&I. Item B is to execute, receive, and file pipeline permit number 05P-12 to Legend Natural Gas 3 LP to build a pipeline parallel to an existing pipeline in the Moore Road right-of-way, and that's located in Precinct 1. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering? Been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under risk management, item A is to consider and possibly approve a commercial crime insurance renewal effective January 1st, 2013 with Great American Insurance Group at a flat annual renewal premium of $4,399. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes the formal agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Not. Thank you all for being here. And we are adjourned.
Thank you.